All right, folks. Well, I have the opportunity to introduce you to a friend of mine who I guess I've met you like a couple times before at various venues, usually within the singles circuit. This is Chris Wotako. She is the founder. I mean, she's like a bunch of things. She's an author. She is a speaker. She is an expert on singles ministry in particular, but also the creator of the Singles Network, which you can find at thesinglesnetwork.org. Chris, welcome to the Boundless Show.
So excited to be here.
It is so great to have you here, actually, in Colorado Springs.
Oh, it's such just a great place. Yeah, to be. It's so hard to just look outside, you know. Yeah.
And I need you to just revel in this break from the humidity, because I don't even know how you survive out there in the Carolinas and
You stay inside.
Yeah, yeah. I guess you have to. It's like the equivalent of the winters up in Minnesota and stuff.
You just go from the house to the car, to the car to the building, yes.
Okay, well, I've determined that in that kind of weather, I would never be professional. There's no, because I've been to conferences in the South, and it's like I'm just dripping. I'm just, you can't look good.
Yes.
It's not okay. I'm just putting it out there. Okay. Well, you know, we've referenced Chris's book, Everyone Knows a Single Adult, which you wrote with Dennis Frank, who is a large leader and is in singles ministry in the AG and beyond. But I'm excited, especially because I get to be at a conference with you over Labor Day.
Hey, I'm very
excited.
Set
apart. Yes. So in the, okay, help me out here a little bit, because I know it's at Ridgecrest, which is in North Carolina, outside of Asheville, right?
Yes.
Or in Asheville?
Is it Black near? Mountain. It's about 12 miles east of Asheville.
Okay. That's super fun. How long have you been having this conference there?
Well, I took it over about 3 years ago. Actually, it had been going on for about 35 years.
Okay.
Lifeway had, at one time, you know, we were, singles ministry way back in the day was really large, and they used to have these big, big singles retreats. And back when there wasn't really a lot of competition, people would, you know, bring busloads, and it would be all year long, be like Christmas. Mm-hmm. And everybody couldn't wait to go. And as ministry changed and online was invented and dating sites were invented and all these other things, we saw the numbers struggle. And then finally it got to a place where Lifeway said, you know, I think we just want to be more of a conference facility and not really develop retreats. And mm-hmm. and so I had just started piggybacking a leadership retreat that I do called Navigate. And I piggybacked it onto their retreat because I figured, hey, there's people there. Why not utilize the space? And then I was told that they were actually going to get out of it. And it broke my heart. Mm-hmm. And so long story, lots of prayer. And don't ever, you know, be careful what you pray for. Because many years ago, I used to say, well, you know, Lord, if I ever had this retreat, I'd make some changes. Mm-hmm. Lord, I wonder if I ever be the keynote of this retreat. That's so funny. And so to take it over and make some changes and adjustments, because as a single, my perspective is different. Mm-hmm. And it had been led by married people. Okay. And they were running it from a married end things. Mm-hmm. And I changed it and realized singles want to see each other.
Yeah.
They weren't concerned as much who was speaking as they were who was going to be there.
Yeah. Well, and we found that too, because we've done, the last couple of years have done Pursuit here at Focus on the Family with Boundless. And we're on a little hiatus, guys, while we do a couple of other things, but stay tuned. We're definitely bringing it back. But I hear that some Pursuit people have signed up for Set Apart, which is super exciting. So they're going to be traveling on up to the mountains there and be part of it. So folks can still register. It's only 4 weeks away. So give the info, Chris, where they can do that.
It's labordaysingles.org is where you can register. You can also go on my site, thesinglesnetwork.org. But there's plenty of room left, and we're just excited that you'd like to come, and we're excited about having Lisa.
Yeah.
This topic is set apart, and being set apart for God in our relationships, mm-hmm. in our friendships, in our work. And so we're going to be talking about some of those things, as well as talking about, you know, kind of where are singles today and young singles. Where do we see them in the church and in the community? And then talking about some of those tough things, you know, the dating stuff, you know, mm-hmm. And some of those harder subjects. But we're going to have
dating stuff and the not dating stuff. That's also a frustration.
Yeah, for some of us, we're like, what's a date? And recently, I'll tell you something kind of funny. I was in Walmart, and some guy was flirting with me, and I was like, did he just flirt? I think that's flirting. What is that again? And I said, you know, and so he said, I had my nephew with me, and he said, I have a kid like that at home. I'm like, okay. And then he made sure he let me know that his wife was not married to him anymore. I'm like, oh, that's okay. I don't really care. And then I said, well, wait a minute. If he says he believes in Jesus, I'm going after that guy, you know. And so it is, you know, it is tough sometimes. And so some of that's going to be talked about. But
yeah,
we also are going to have some really fun excursions. We're going to have a dance. We're going to have worship under the stars.
Wow.
And you can go whitewater rafting. You can go canoeing. We've got, you know, the Apple Festival. So
good times. Great time. I'm so looking forward to it. Got to get through the summer, though. Got a lot of work to do before then. Yeah. Okay. Chris, you got to tell me what you have been in singles ministry. You alluded to this for a long time. Different ages, demographics, different venues, all that kind of stuff, different partnerships with different organizations. What would you say where singles ministry is now compared to like when you started, you know, and then maybe, you know, in recent years? What are really the big changes that you're seeing?
Well, a lot of people want to know why, you know, why aren't churches reaching singles anymore? Why aren't there singles ministries? And it's because the church has changed. I mean, more and more churches don't have Sunday school, which is without Sunday school, we really don't have singles ministry. So they're life group based, small group based. And because of that, a lot of, you know, what they don't understand about singles is that we come together in a large group first, then we break into small groups. We're not going to go to someone's house we don't know, unlike married people. And so you've got a cultural change. You've got a structure change of the church. Between online dating and Facebook and other social media, all these things have affected the growth and reach in singles. But we still outnumber married people, or actually we now outnumber them. I found out recently a statistic that of the 53% of our country that's single, 78% are never married. That number just astounded me. I'm thinking, oh my, where are they? Because the singles I do meet in church, most of them are either really young. Of course, 20-somethings say, I'm not single, I'm just not married yet, which I'm always fascinated
by. And a lot
of
20-somethings don't say they're young either.
Yeah.
That's it. They're like in tears. I'm 22 and not married. What am I going to do?
Okay. And then, of course, you know, what we do see is the singles that do come into the church are usually divorced, single parents, they've had a death of a spouse. And we're not really seeing that 30 to mid-40 group, which is the group that really has the most flexible use of their time and money. And they're out doing whatever in the world. And so we're seeing such a change in how do we minister to them? How do we reach them? So what I'm doing personally and what I've seen the big shift is I'm really reaching the lay leader. I'm reaching the person like you and me, Lisa, that says, I want to help singles. I see so many out there struggling, not just the struggling in who am I going to marry, which, by the way, is the second biggest decision you're going to make in your life. But how do I even find who I am in Christ? And, you know, is this it, God? Is this all there is? And if my church doesn't really acknowledge me, you know, where am I going to get acknowledgement? And so all these things started happening, and I'm finding more and more people, male and female, are saying, how can I help? And that's where my ministry has really switched to. The Singles Network is primarily focused on helping, equipping people to start and grow ministry.
So what would you say, because I think we hear this a lot from our audience, and you referenced that 30s and 40s demographic, all the women out there who are saying, yeah, where are all the Christian men? Like where, okay, so they're not, they may be in Walmart. We don't know. I mean, you,
yeah,
you're not talking to them. That's part, yeah, there went one. But where, How do we make leaders, whether pastors, elders, lay leaders in the church, how do we make this issue understood and really bring people back into the church in a way that allows ministry to happen?
Well, you know, I used to like bang on the doors of churches and try to get pastors to understand, because in 2,000 years, the leadership of the church is still a married man, but the congregations change. And so, you know, if, as Dr. Dobson used to say a long time ago, you know, the problem in our country is not sin, it's lack of daddies. And so what I see is that if you want a healthy family, they come from healthy singles. What a concept. And a healthy single at a relationship, you know, you have to have a healthy male if he's going to lead that relationship in the way God has designed. So we see where the enemy's attacked. We're dealing with strategic. This is spiritual warfare. The enemy's been very strategic on how to attack. And so it's not resources, Lisa. I've got enough resources to, you know, there, you can't say there's nothing. Oh, if you type in single Christian leader, you're going to get my website and a bunch of other things, resources from all kinds of people in the business. So it's really a spiritual attack of how do we you know, the enemy has just said, how can I attack the family? And this is what he's done. So that's why a lot of you ladies are going, where are the guys? Where mm-hmm. are they? But I have a solution to some of that if you want to hear in a moment.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I know that you travel a lot. You speak a lot. You were recently in England for over yes. a month doing yes. strategic ministry there. Tell us a little bit about what prompted that.
Well, this is my fifth year in England. Mm-hmm. 5 years ago, I was asked to come over. You know, someone said, oh, you know, would you come over? And I'm like, sure. Let me pray about that really hard. England, London. Oh, yeah, that was a real big decision. So the first couple of years I went over and I just really saw that there was this. You talk about numbers low here and ministries low here. Their churches, there's a few megas, but mainly a lot of small ones. Mm-hmm. And the few singles that were coming were not connecting to each other. Very few men. I mean, you go to an event, there'd be 20 women and one guy. Hmm. And of course, some people are saying that's the way it is here too. But but the larger cities here, the demographics are better. But over there, it was just, even in London, we were seeing low numbers. So I said, Lord, I need to go help them. And the best way to reach a Brit is through another Brit. Hmm. So I need to go equip and train the leaders to help them to connect each other. I would say that no church has Sunday school in England. So singles ministry is even more of a challenge. And what does that mean? What does the word singles ministry mean? And so part of it was educating them on what it is and what it isn't. But we had this past trip, we actually did a launch. 3 years ago, we launched the Singles Network UK. And I have seven leaders that I work with all over the UK doing various things that help network and basically do what I do, but in a smaller format. And this past year, I got to meet with a lady that went to a mega church. And again, you know, there's not a lot of them, but when I get an opportunity, I look forward to it. And one thing that was real interesting is I got to hear one of her pastors get up and apologize that the church in England had not done a very good job of equipping singles for marriage. That it's the, you know, I know it's the second biggest decision you'll make. And I know that 99.9% of all singles want to be married. And I don't say 100 because, you know, there's people like my mother who said, you know, I had a good one and a bad one, I'm done, you know. And there's a few out there that say no, but mainly they say no because they've been hurt. Mm-hmm. And they don't want to be hurt again. Mm-hmm. But our deep desire is, I don't want to die alone, mm-hmm. you know. And so I know that. And I know that's important. But for some, they're not ready. Mm-hmm. They're not healthy. Mm-hmm. They have no idea what they want. Mm-hmm. And so how do you get them to that place to where they don't get involved in a relationship just to fill a hole in their heart and help them first find Christ? Mm-hmm. So when he apologized on behalf of the church that they had not done a very good job, I was just blown away. And I was so encouraged to see from the top down that they were saying this. Well, I ended up meeting with one of their singles. And we were talking, and she said that she had gone to her church, and she said, you know, can I start a singles ministry? And they said, no, sorry, you know, we're just not going to do that. It means all kinds of things. It means, do we have to hire a pastor? You know, do we have to, like, have space and money and stuff? And, mm-hmm. you know, and that's what I hear here. It's like the word singles ministry is this big, gigantic word, and it scares pastors. And what happens if they all, like, hook up and get married? I'm mm-hmm. like, oh, heaven forbid you find your spouse in church. Mm-hmm. And so they've had bad experiences, and so they don't want to do anything. So she said, you know, I need to pray about this because I really think we need to minister to singles. So she went back to her pastor and she asked them this. She says, Pastor, could we start a prayer group for singles? Or she changed it. Can we start a prayer group for people who want to get married? Hmm. A prayer group for people who want to get married. So like, well, you know, marriage, yeah, we love marriage. Of course you do. That's all. You talk about it a lot. And we love praying. Yeah, they kind of go together. What a concept. So it's not a singles ministry. It's a prayer group for people who want to get married. So she started last August with a few married and single friends. She started off that it had to be even men as women. So there were women on a waiting list to get in. Mm-hmm. Okay. She basically, they meet, they have a little icebreaker, they have a little bit of music, and they pray for an hour and a half, Lisa. Mm-hmm. This is not baby stuff. Mm-hmm. Hour and a half. All kinds of structure, groups, male, female, mixed, mm-hmm. different topics. Mm-hmm. But through that, what's happened, people, and then they have lunch afterwards. Mm-hmm. And through that, people have said, well, hey, what are you doing this weekend? And they've just gone off and done stuff. Mm-hmm. And they've built these other social environments. Mm-hmm. Some of them have realized, I'm not ready to be married. Mm-hmm. I need to be in a boundaries Bible mm-hmm. study, or I need to be in celebrate recovery, or I need to be in divorce recovery. Mm-hmm. And so she says, literally, people are finding out the stuff they've never really dealt with in the church, and they're getting healed.
Hmm.
And so I said, so she, by the way, she started last August, and she has 80 men and 80 women.
Wow.
And I said, so this is a way to bring singles ministry back into the church for the majority. Now, some are not, this is not what their interest mm-hmm. is, but the majority it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, well, this is really singles ministry. She goes, oh, no, no, we don't call it that. And I'm just like excited because I believe that this is going to be a solution in America as well.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I mean, and amazing. And I mean, who can't? I mean, everyone listening here could be or probably has been in. I mean, I have friends. I've been in myself, little small groups of girlfriends that have prayed. I had a friend, I've said this on the show before, who had a she and her friends made up a prayer card of themselves, their photos on it, sent it out to family and friends and said, pray for our husbands.
Yes.
Put it
yes.
on your fridge when
yes.
you think of us. Here's a great
yes.
way to start praying, because I think God wants us to pray boldly. That's
right.
Awesome.
Well, and here's the thing. Even if you're not called to do that, intercede for those that are.
Yeah.
You know, if you're in your, you know, and so I actually have been sharing with this for the past month and a half. Everywhere I've gone, I've been talking about it. And I want to start some pilot programs just to see, because mm-hmm. in America, it's a little different than England.
Yeah.
And one pastor said, you know, Chris, this is something that, you know, anybody could lead. I go, yeah, it doesn't have to be a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be a staff member.
Mm-hmm.
It can even be led by a woman, because it's not a pastoral role.
Yeah.
And so that helps with that problem of how do we find men to lead?
Yeah.
But ultimately, you do want to bring men, because in the case in the one in England, they actually, it's an even number.
Yeah.
Because they figure if all women show up, they'll be like, you know. And out
yeah.
of there, they've had several marriages already out of it.
Oh, that's fine.
But they've also had several people realize, I'm not ready.
Yeah.
And maybe I thought I was, and maybe I need to first work on me.
Yeah.
And that's really cool.
That is super cool. I want you, Chris, just to back up here in the few minutes we have left and talk a little bit about your own story. Because
okay.
you, I mean, not only are you doing singles ministry, but I think what's unique is that you are single yourself. I mean, there are a lot of married people that are, bless their hearts, trying to do ministry to singles. And we love you, those
yes.
of you out there.
Yes.
And really, so many singles, you know, I talk a lot to young adults in the church, need mentoring couples to even help them understand life, you know, as they're moving into adulthood and stuff. But there is something to be said for the person who has walked through decades themselves as a single person. Talk to us a little
decades.
Bit about...
Boy, that was... Thanks a lot.
Well, and by decades, I just mean, you know, your teens yeah. and your 20s,
yes.
you know,
oh,
really
yeah.
where
yeah.
you are.
Yeah, okay. That sounds
so,
good.
Yeah, that's good. Talk to us a little bit about what you've learned along the way and what has surprised you about where you are now and what yeah. God has taught you thus far.
Well, people all the time want to know how I got started.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell them that when I was in my 20s, I was one foot in the world, one foot in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard about a ministry for singles, for 20s to mid-30s. And we thought, you know, gosh, past that, you're old, you know. And so I started going, and I hugged the wall for at least a year. I didn't say anything to anybody because I knew that they knew my sin. They wouldn't want me involved.
Mm.
And one day someone came up to me and said, Chris, we're doing a retreat, a conference, on, and we're going to have somebody maybe you've never heard of, Tim LaHaye, and, you know, I think Stephen Curtis Chapman was our band. I'm like, I don't know who these people are. Anyway. And they said... And it was funny because eventually I would end up doing some advertising for Tim LaHaye. But they said, you know, would you come and help us with the retreat? And I said, okay, what do you need done? They go, well, we need a banner. And I said, a banner? And they said, yeah. And I said, okay, well, let me know. We're going to need it in 11 months, 11 and a half months. And I said, well, you call me back in 11 months, I'll do a banner. Because I have my own advertising business
mm-hmm.
at the time. They said, oh, no, here's the problem. We meet every week. You know, we're a team, and we need you to meet with us every week. I said, every week for a banner? That's crazy. And they go, well, you don't have to. And I go, no, I want to, because, you know, it's all about me, because I want everybody to see that, you know, banner, I do the banner, it's all about me. And they said, and oh, by the way, we also do a devotion every week. A devotion every single week. Like, you got to get your Bible, like, every week. Like, yeah. Yeah, well,
it's one spiritual banner.
Yes, yes. And I said, they said, well, you don't have to. You don't have to. We'll get somebody else. No, I want to, because I want to do it, because that was about me. What was great is they gave me a task where I was in my flesh, where I was in my walk, where I was as a Christian. They gave me something that was easy to do, no real big responsibility. If I failed, they'd find somebody else. But what if I didn't fail?
Mm-hmm.
The lesson they taught me, and this is what I do in my ministry, there's so many people around you. They're just waiting for someone to ask them.
Hmm.
Somebody saw me where I was in my brokenness and asked me to help.
Hmm.
What started as a banner ended up being all the advertising.
Hmm.
would eventually lead me being in leadership, would eventually me being in the core, would eventually lead me to then starting a ministry. And you see the patterns and the steps. And eventually, 10 years later, after God molded and shaped me, God would call me into full-time ministry. Hmm. My ministry was actually started by Campus Crusade. I was a crusader for 4 years. I was affiliate staff. And God then said, one day, you're gonna take it on. And if you had said to me, Chris, you know, this is where God was going to take you, I'd have laughed, because I was definitely not. I had a whole checklist of things that I was not. Mm-hmm. But I look back and I see he found me, he met me where I was and started trying to make me into somebody else. And from there, I began as I was obedient. So today I look at singles and I say, some of them just waiting for someone to ask them. Some of them are saying, if you only knew, and you go, don't worry, I do know. Mm-hmm. Some of them say, well, you don't know, I'm lonely about loneliness. Yes, I do. Well, mm-hmm. you don't know what it is about waiting for a spouse, and it's just God hasn't given me anybody. Oh, Lord, I know what you're doing. Feeling, you know, mm-hmm. you don't understand about, you know, being a woman or being, you know, in a situation where, you know, you're in an environment where you're not valued. You don't know, you don't know, you don't know. And I go, but I do. And if I don't know every story or every situation, I've been doing this long enough that I have people around me that do. I just got through doing a single moms conference in Oklahoma City, and I was the token non-single mom mm-hmm. that was there. Mm-hmm. But yet our stories were still so similar. Mm-hmm. I was raised portion of my life by a single mom. Mm-hmm. And then I had a stepdad. So then I had a blended family. Mm-hmm. And now my mom is once again a single mom because my dad has passed. Mm-hmm. You know, I relate to a lot of different topics and think that's what's helped me to continue to minister to people the where I am now until he moves me somewhere else. And I just say that at singles, be all where God wants you now, because don't miss this amazing time in your life. Mm-hmm. Even if it means you sit in front of the TV sometimes eating a bucket of ice cream. I think people need to have like, right two. Beside the bucket of ice cream in their freezer. You open up the freezer and it needs to be 911 and then your friend's phone number. And you pick up the phone and go, listen, come now because I'm about to eat a whole bucket of ice cream.
No, but if it's Ben and Jerry's, you can do two. They're small.
They're small.
Diversify. Yes. That's what I say. You can diversify. Well, Chris, this is just fabulous. I have so enjoyed getting to know you over the last couple years, and I'm so excited about being part of this venture for Set Apart over Labor Day. Folks, you got to check out thesinglesnetwork.org. That is where all things that Chris has going on is happening. She publishes articles. She talks about events that she has coming up and just offers a huge amount of encouragement to single adults who are trying to navigate this space at church and beyond. So, Chris, such a delight to have you here.
And can I add one more thing by chance? We didn't cover about how do we get more men? Mm. Prayer. Mm-hmm. What a concept. Mm-hmm. If you start praying every day for God to raise up healthy men in mm-hmm. your singles ministry, in your church, in your community, I promise you it will happen. Because my own personal ministry that I lead, we actually have as many men as we have women.
Oh, wow.
So, and it was all came down to praying. Spiritual warfare.
So you mean prayer. We shouldn't like gripe first and then just wrap it all up in prayer?
No.
Okay.
You can gripe later.
Okay.
But pray first.
Start with prayer. That's such a concept, Chris. I don't even know what to do with that. I don't even know. I'm going to have to think about it. And I want to pray with the Brits because I love their accents. Maybe we need to do that, a cross-continental prayer group.
Where yes. We can just, yes.
I have some ideas. You know, I'm just going to mention them to Chris and see if she's interested in them. You know, I want to pray with British people.
Yes.
I'm just telling you. All right, folks. Well, this has been such a blast. We want you to know that, of course, we always highlight a resource here at The Boundless Show. And this time around, for a gift of any amount, hop over to boundless.org. And you've seen, I think, Athena, our producer, bless her heart, said that for a gift of any amount, we're going to be offering the Dating Manifesto. So if you haven't gotten a copy of it yet, which, hello, what is happening, people? You can do it this time. Throw us a gift of any amount. We will get the resource in your hands. So that'll be super fun. And then you can write to me and gripe about it and let me know what about it you don't agree with.